You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the government announced its two-track light rail project would come to an end. The light rail network was strongly supported and campaigned on by the Labour Party in the run-up to the 2017 election and became a part of the confidence and supply agreement between Labour and the Greens. The project proposes two light rail lines to be built in the next decade, one being a line between the CBD and the airport. After extensive cross-party consultation on the twin-track Auckland light rail plan, the governmental parties were unable to reach an agreement on the proposals. The project has been referred to the Ministry of Transport to be worked on further, with its future in the hands of the government resulting from September's election. Transport Minister Phil Twyford said that two credible proposals, one from NZ Infra and one from Waka Kotahi New Zealand Transport Agency, were on the table. Twyford said, quote, either would have created hundreds of jobs and resulted in an Auckland metro that offered Aucklanders a 30-minute trip from the CBD to the airport. It has been reported that the light rail project will be a campaign issue raised in the lead up to the election in September. Justin spoke to National Party transport spokesperson Chris Bishop about the opposition's view on the move to end the light rail project proposal discussions.
Yeah, look, it's a clear case of a broken promise from the Labor government. You've got to remember this was the government's flagship promise at the last election in 2017. They said it would be rolled out to Mount Roskill by 2021, and we're in June 2020. We've got no plan, no consents, no route, no business case, no idea of the cost, no idea about what actually will be built and when it will start. And so it's a clear failure, we believe, by the government.
The Green Party has said this would being the project will be administered by the Auckland Transport Alignment Project. It's a $28 billion project between the government and Auckland Council. Does that mean it's not fully cancelled?
Well, that money's been sitting there for 3 years. You've got to wonder why the government hasn't spent that money over the last 3 years. As I say, they said they would get it done at least to Mount Roskill by 2021. In fact, they talked about even doing it sooner than that. And it simply hasn't happened. So it's an example, we believe, of Labor's failure to deliver on infrastructure and the transport system that Auckland needs. And I think people will judge them accordingly in the coming weeks in the run-up to the election.
Speaking of the election, there has been very little coming out of your party regarding transport in Auckland. So what plans, what alternatives is National going to propose for the light rail?
Well, you'll see from us a comprehensive and credible plan around transport for Auckland. I think people will find it pretty exciting, actually. It will be focused on trains and buses and also roading investment that we need. We are interested and keen on rapid transit in Auckland. Increasingly, that's the way Aucklanders want to get around. Public transport patronage is going up, and that's fantastic to see, and we're very keen on expanding that. So you'll see from us, we're working on that at the moment, and you'll see from us in the coming weeks a comprehensive plan, and I think people will be pretty excited by it.
If there will be a national government after the coming election, would you see to take off the light rail project altogether from the transport alignment project?
Well, we're not in favour of light rail down Dominion Road to Auckland Airport, but we are in favour of rapid transit in Auckland. There's no doubt that we need a good, high-quality, affordable rapid transit system in Auckland. So the exact mechanism for delivering that, we think the ATAP, or the Auckland Transport Alignment Program, is a pretty good mechanism. It's basically, you view it as a partnership between central government and the Auckland Council. We think that's a good mechanism, and we'll have more to say about that in the coming weeks.
And the government and the current partnership between the government and a Canadian pension fund, which some parties have criticised it as being too costly. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we were always pretty sceptical about the Canadian Pension Fund bid alongside New Zealand Infra. Look, we don't have visibility over all aspects of it, but what has been released publicly did concern us. The idea of the government signing a 50-year agreement with the New Zealand Infra was the exact name of the proposal, and essentially guaranteeing a very high rate of return, anywhere between 6% and 9%, would have meant billions spent over 50 years in returns to a private provider, 50% of it offshore. So we did have some concerns about that. I think that's one of the reasons why, and actually, to be honest, we're on the same party as the Green Party on that one, to be honest. That's their major concern as well. And so we're sort of in alignment on that. And I actually think New Zealand First raised some concerns around that as well. And that's ultimately why the government couldn't get agreement on the right way forward on light rail. I mean, basically, the decision to investigate the NZ Infra bid in the first place, I think, has really backfired on the government. You've got to remember, this actually started 2 years ago, when they made this unsolicited proposal, and Phil Twyford's faffed about for 2 years investigating it. He's clearly been a little bit bewitched by some of the proposals thrown around, and some of the modelling, I think, and some of the pictures that you can see, or that have been released publicly about what it might look like. And ultimately, they haven't been able to get it over the line, and I think that's a big reason for the delay or big reason for the cancellation.
That was National Party's Chris Bishop. I spoke to transport spokesperson for the Green Party, Julianne Genter, about light rail and the Green Party's welcoming of the government decision to end the current light rail's proposals and discussions. Here she is. What does the Green Party think of the government decision to halt the light rail project in Auckland?
The decision is not to halt the project. It was simply to terminate a two-track process that we had been running between two different parties who were proposing an innovative approach to delivering it. But Auckland Light Rail, City Centre to Mangere, remains a priority for the government. It's in our government policy statement on transport. It has funding set aside in our transport budget, and it can continue to progress. We'll be expecting the Ministry of Transport, Treasury, Auckland Transport, Auckland Council to be involved in presenting options to the government.
So what happened at the party negotiations? Why couldn't the original plan get off the ground?
Actually, what this is doing is reverting to the original proposal or process in 2018. All parties identified light rail as a priority and supported that in our different policy statements on transport and our Auckland Transport Alignment Project. Then we went into a year-long twin-track process because of this really unique option that was proposed by the Superfund, and ultimately all parties and government couldn't agree to the two options that resulted at the end of that process.
So we're just standing back at the beginning again, kind of.
No, actually, that process did deliver some new ideas and options that were quite different from the original proposal that had been worked on by Auckland Transport and NZTA. So those two bidders, that I think we're in discussions with them to see how we can use the work that's been done to date in future work on the project.
What does the Green Party imagine for the future of light rail?
Well, the Green Party has long campaigned for improving public transport and making sure that it's green and accessible. We campaigned for and won electrification of Auckland's rail network. We campaigned for and won the City Rail Link both times from opposition, and now they're happening. What we want to see is the rapid transit network extended with a connection to at least Mangere, the North Shore, and out to West Auckland. And that needs to be progressed at pace.
How will that be progressed with pace? Obviously, with the election coming up, it's sort of becoming one of those issues that everybody's got a slightly different idea about what the future is. Is it something that we're going to have to look at post-election?
From my point of view, the work on options can continue, and the outcome of the election will have a decisive impact on what happens next. So I'd say people who care about this project, who want to see it delivered like other transformational rail projects have already been delivered in Auckland, should vote for parties that will prioritise that and who have a track record of delivery.
How relevant is the public versus private ownership of the project?
The Green Party has a long-standing concern about private ownership of fundamental infrastructure. And while we were open to the investigation of what was proposed by the Superfund, because it wasn't exactly like a typical public-private partnership, I'd say that the Greens are very happy and relieved that now the project is reverting back to the public service, because it means that finally Aucklanders can get in there and have a say on the final design of the project. We would expect Auckland Transport and Auckland Council and the relevant local boards to be really involved in the discussions from this point forward.
So there will be opportunities, hopefully, for the community to put forward ideas or suggestions.
Well, there has to be local community engagement in the development of any big infrastructure project. And that's certainly where the Greens are coming from, is we need to get on with that part of it if we're going to have a good outcome for Auckland.
Great. Thank you so much. I think that's all I've got for you today, unless you've got anything else to add.
Climate change is the biggest issue facing all of us, and we need to start investing in a transport system that is going to transform people's ability to get around without relying on pollution. And that's why light rail is so important.
I just have one little thing to say about that. Just with the length of the project, you know, once it sort of gets underway and building starts happening, how long into the future are we potentially seeing a significant network of light rail in Auckland?
Well, big projects like this always take time. I mean, it's normal for them. If you look around most countries in the world that are democracies, it does take many years to go from the design phase of the project to the final delivery. And, you know, if I think back to electrification of Auckland's rail network, we were campaigning for that in 2007. It was finally agreed to in 2008, but it was delayed by the national government by about 2 years. And in the end, we got the electric trains in 2015. And that was just infrastructure on an existing rail network and buying some trains. So certainly if the previous national government had stayed in office, there would have been no progress on this project, because they said it wasn't needed for 37 years. My hope is, and my intention would be, that we can deliver it within this decade.
That was The Wire.
That was The Wire for another Friday. Thank you very much to everyone who spoke with us for the show today. And thank you very much to Sherry and Justin, who helped me out with some content for today as well. Up next is Land of the Good Groove. See you at Fenton New Band tonight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.